that continuation from a quant. But the first ones that should get the apartments here are those who gave the best years of their lives, if not all their lives, to the service of Krishna consciousness movement here in Sweden, Prabhupada's movement, and Krishna, and who sometimes lived below par. Even forgotten after having done, I mean, I'm talking Rohininandan, for instance. Rohininandan Prabhu. Our hero. The Sankirtan hero. I mean, he was the biggest Sankirtan man in the world, I think, for a while. He could confirm down here how it was. He is now not even allowed to live in a Krishna temple, but has to live with his parents. Why? Because he is so sick that he can't really take care of himself. So, well, I say, so let's take care of him. Isn't that how friends, even just ordinary people who are friends, or even care about each other, would try and do? Well, at least that's what we do in my hometown, where I come from. Hey, neighbor over there can't take care of himself anymore. He's old, sick. We've got to do something. We've got to fix that. Yeah, old man, don't you worry. We'll take care of you. And of course, nowadays they send them into old age homes, but wouldn't at least we Vaishnavas, who are supposed to be superior and to be personalists and to serve the Vaishnavas, which Krishna says you have to do in order to call yourself a servant, would do at least, hey, come here, we have an apartment for you. You can get prasadam downstairs. You have your own shower here. It's small, but still, we're going to renovate it. And welcome and thank you for your nice service, Prabhuji. Well, that's how I say we, if we want to call ourselves Vaishnavas, may consider saying and doing. Now, I leave it up to you, who are in charge here, and I really wish you good luck and God bless you, because we need qualified leadership, and we old timers are too old anyway, and often not very good leaders, because we never learned the art and science of that. So I'm just saying these words to share my experiences and thoughts about it and those of others, because as I said, I'm not alone, but share these words, I would say, that the BrahmaCon building, being a rental property with 12 apartments and some other rooms, is a house where Vaishnavas live and should live nicely and happily. In other words, it's a very nice way of doing Vaishnava Seva, serving the Vaishnavas, the devotees of God, which God Himself demands, if you want to call yourself His servant. So, I mean, we're talking quite clearly here, I think. And I think you all agree with me so far. But that's really it. That this house be guaranteed, this building which was built by bhakti, done by devotees, a gang of brahmacharis working for free, doing it as devotional service to God, be maintained as a nice, peaceful, healthy, happy home for devotees. Isn't that nice? And then they have a temple downstairs and a kitchen that they can use to do great, nice things together. And that's ISKCON Stockholm. The gang doing the nice things together. And not having to worry about acting as a real estate, commercial, rental building owner and manager in Stockholm, the fine suburbs. So, I simply suggest that, and I heard others are so suggesting so too, so I just put my voice here, and it would be nice if others would come out the same way I'm doing here, and we can use Radio Krishna or whatever, just get in touch with us. Because, I mean, I really think it's time for an open, nice, friendly, honest, non-Siam dialogue, communication, and teamwork between devotees. I mean, I've seen that when it works, it's beautiful. I mean, you see happy faces and do good things. So that's really why I am into this and recording this. Maybe some more.